welcome to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. Today, myself, David Krennan, and four other professional comedian types will be playing through the new Star Wars RPG podcast. So let's get right on into it. Coming down the hill, finally, you guys rest, catch your breath, and the data pad starts going boop, 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 boop. There in front of you, as you move these ferns aside, a huge temple, an ancient, forgotten, giant ziggurat made out of the same beautiful sandstone as everything else. Huge statues of human figures flanking on either side the opening doorway. It looks incredibly old, like old Republic old, you know, like thousands of years possibly. And stuck all over it like a cancer, the Imperial presence. Back behind it, you can see that there's some sort of makeshift shipyard filled with TIE fighters and larger ships, like a transport ship and stuff like that. You can see, just from where you guys are, at least two dozen stormtroopers walking around all over it, and the comm signal is coming right from within there.
Well, this gets better and better.
I say, Bruh!
You can say I'm a master of disguise.
Send you in.
Cutscene dead.
Cutscene two. The stockade.
All underneath.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. So you guys can approach. There seem to be the main approach seems to be just a couple stormtroopers. It seems the front door seems to be a little understaffed, which will let us cut to Gippy strolling up while you guys hide in the ferns nearby. Okay, so Gippy, how are you approaching the front gates here?
Nonchalantly.
I'm going to put stormtrooper armor on while he's doing
Actually, yeah, do you guys have... What is your guys' approach?
He's going disguise. I'm going to put on...
I can't really pretend to be anything other than
Would you like to come with me? You could pose as my Wookiee slave.
No.
Unless your plan is to kill these guards and then run in, the Wookiee will have to somehow sneak in. It'll be hard to...
I would have to be persuaded.
Oh, do I need to persuade you?
Yes.
Charm, probably.
Yes.
Come on, my good friend. I think this is going to be the start of a beautiful partnership.
Yeah, that's like...
Okay,
a lot of successes.
Okay.
I'm your Wookiee slave.
Logan, are you dressing up in stormtrooper armor?
Yeah, you guys should come with me and like lend... Like,
it's the droid going in stormtrooper armor.
I don't think I grabbed any.
You could just be our droid, right?
Yeah, you could. Well, but he doesn't think he's a droid.
Oh, that's right.
I'll be like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah, I'll pretend like I'm a droid. He's getting a little more into it. He's like, this is just like the special limited edition Halloween when Dr. Gladys Reynolds pretended to be a butcher. She was working late in her lab coat and got to make it to the boss's Halloween party.
He's such a huge Earth nerd.
Yeah.
So into Earth.
Earth nerder.
He's into the expanded
nerd.
That was great.
You're welcome.
That's making the cut. Okay. Halt there. The two stormtroopers. Halt there, please. Identify yourself.
Hello.
Can you describe what you look like?
I'm a well-mustachioed human gentleman.
Top hat
with perfectly coiffed hair and really interesting headgear that seems to have some sort of like motion going on. It's like automated motion.
So I imagine you've kind of painted a human onto the front of your huge body.
Yeah, pretty much.
And everything else you've painted kind of camouflage.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much I've done it.
Okay. Sir, can we help you?
Yes, I'm Mondo Zax. I'm here with my Wookiee slave and my droid, and this young gentleman who's escorted me to this base. I'm just here basically on a tour at behest of Lord Vader himself. Just wanted me to see all the different operations.
So much of him, Lord Vader.
totally name dropping. Let me pick that name up.
What? they turn over to the stormtrooper that you identified, currently Logan. 7298, where is the rest of your unit?
Still scouting. They sent me in with this top priority.
And you?
And I'm just like, I'm a simple medic mechanic droid. Healing people and chips.
Boom.
Yep. Ooh. Success.
Yeah, so two successes and two advantage.
Okay. They turn to you. Still scouting, he says, him speaking to the side. Yes, we're sorry to keep you waiting. Absolutely, any guest of Lord Vader's is welcome into the temple. Please, this way.
Oh, thank you so much, and
of course, Sam. You'll have to leave your weapons with us.
Control.
Why is that really necessary? I suppose this was my armed escort.
You better make another check.
Is that charm or?
I'll take charm or negotiation. Succeeding on your bluff check. All right.
Two and two.
Please keep your weapons holstered right this way. You can escort them in. All right. They let you into the temple. Inside the temple, so it's a huge sandstone ziggurat. Inside is just a huge open space, basically. It looks like there's side chambers that you could enter and exit through. And the massive floor, which is huge sandstone fitted blocks, has been torn up. Chunks have been extracted, and you can see there's all sorts of imperial excavation machinery in there, like on kind of like these tripod legs, and they've dug huge holes in the ground, and there's huge piles of dirt and rubble everywhere, and close to one of these side chambers off to near one of the walls, looks like the communications sort of set up little base, hub. It's just like five or six consoles kind of set up. There's a power generator to one side providing power, like, and there's like two stormtroopers just kind of like hanging out by it. This is an ancient Jedi temple.
Would, if we were to try to grab a ship, would we have to go out the way we came and go around?
So it looks like the shipyard, as you scan around, you can see that there's a whole back wall of the temple has been removed. And you can see out through that, the shipyard.
Okay. So it's just that, and then the front entrance we just came through.
And there's a couple side chambers as well. It looks like you guys can exit through. And can someone make a perception check to purple?
Yeah, two successes.
You can see there's a lot of activity around one largish metal container. The lid is open, and they seem to be getting ready to prep it to put on board a spaceship or something like that. This is just off to the side of the communications hub. There seems to be a huge amount of padding and then something quite small and intricate in there, but you can't quite see what it is from where you are. You guys also notice there seem to be a lot of like weaponry and things like that, like heavy weapons leaning against the walls just where the people have left them, if anyone's interested in.
Sir, right this way.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Were you escorting him?
To the artifact.
Sir, right this way.
Oh, yes. Fascinating artifacts.
I wouldn't have any interest in that at the moment. I would be more focused on the weapons. I would bring him over there, but more focused on the weapons and the guards.
Okay, great. Probably the coolest weapon there is a heavy blaster rifle with a flame projector attached to it.
I'm going to, as the droid, go over to the communication center and see if I can pick up any signals or anything of where they're sending information to.
Computers check?
That is just a success.
Stormtroopers turn towards you and they don't pay too much attention.
Yeah.
You start pulling up information. You see that they are transmitting information towards something, and then you kind of hone in on it, and it's a spaceship or spacecraft, and it's coming close. Whatever it is, it's en route here, and it's actually not too far. And then you actually see some very interesting sub-information about that. It's like and the information, you're like, you don't recognize this kind of spaceship at all. It's referred to as like an Omega class spaceship. Whatever it is, there's a good deal of information which is currently in transmission. But yeah, it shows that within the next couple minutes, whatever this thing is going to be arriving in system. You guys get over to this artifact. What you see in this thing is like, it's almost even hard to just perceive it. It's perfectly black, like perfectly smooth jet black. It's about this long. Cylindrical. It's resting with great care on top of all this other stuff. It seems to be inscribed with very complex, unsettling runes which wrap around it from top to bottom, and you can't even really see them. They're almost like, it's black on black, so it's hard to really see. It's more like you feel the impression of this thing that's like almost has a weight in your minds just standing this close to it. You guys who are standing by it, Wookiee and Mon Calamari, since you were both ones who noticed it was like called to you first, I need you both to make a discipline check to fight the urge to just grab it. Two purple. And I'm going to upgrade
that
one purple to a red.
So I fail, but to advantage.
So, Wookie, you have to break your disguise and grab the thing. So,
I'm a slave, not a prisoner.
I fail as well. And
so you guys both grab for it at once. Okay, so you guys both grab for it at once.
And I have advantage, so
Your advantage allows you to not break your disguise. At that moment, coming out of one of the side passageways is the Emperor. In holographic form. Okay. You guys remember from one of the
Tupac.
Movies? The little walking hologram projector?
Yeah,
the metallic thing. Comes out life-size. So you found it already. And he seems to be speaking to this fellow who comes out along with him, dressed all in dark brown leather robes, which hang down his sides. And he has a cowl up over his head. But you can tell, clearly played by Sam Rockwell. Like a shaggy song, Sam Rockwell, like really his hair's kind of shaggy.
Found the thing. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's right on.
That is the best Jedi ever.
That's amazing.
But he's gotten quite into this bit. He's looking very moody and dark.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha.
He's not dancing.
Yes, my master. How do we talk? How does he talk? Yes.
Hey, man.
But he's putting a really heavy vibe onto it.
Hey, man.
He's clearly a little too hard. He shouldn't be doing this bit. Yes, my master. We have recovered the artifact. Good. Good. Just in time. We're about to arrive in system, and the prisoner will be most interested in seeing what we have in store. Prepare the departure from the moon immediately. At that point, he's maybe 60 feet away from you guys, and he freezes, and he looks towards you. Stormtroopers, seize those interlopers! He gestures towards you two guys who are holding fighting over the artifact there. All the stormtroopers raise their guns at you. The guy extends one hand, and a lightsaber comes flying through the air into his grip.
Uh-oh.
Turns it on, and starts striding with purposeful intensity directly towards you two.
Do we get any, special powers charm. For holding on this thing?
Not yet, not right now.
Derek starts to just work on a computer like he's supposed to be there.
And I'm pointing that heavy rifle at them.
Let's roll our vigilance right now and get a quick...
It's supposed to roll, try to do a charm, but I can't out-charm Sam Rockwell. That's impossible.
Also, everyone needs to roll a fear check for purple. As this as this guy who's clearly a force-using, emperor-serving badass is showed up and has drawn his lightsaber.
Oh, sorry, I passed my fear check.
Solid, Wookie.
I fail with a 2 threat.
Okay, so you break your character and you pull
so
attention to your with
cool.
them. Yeah, sorry.
So do I do it even if I'm pretending to be hostile?
You're just terrified. This is your ability to hold your shit together and not run away.
It's a fail.
I fail.
Everyone who failed, you're struck with the urge to just flee before this guy. Wookie?
I'm still holding that thing. I'm like, ooh.
You're divided between not wanting to let this thing go and running away. So that's going to be a conflict for you to resolve, but you don't want to let go of it. So you're up first, Mon.
Okay, so what does Giphy do in this situation? He's quaking with fear. Can I do leadership?
Yes, you could.
So... clearly, I've broken my disguise.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that would elicit audible gasps from the stormtroopers, since they realize that this is actually a 400-pound Mon Calamari.
What did that really old Mon Calamari come from?
It's like when you're looking at that painting, whether it's two people's faces or a vase, and just switches suddenly. You're just like,
woman
oh!
Or the old woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. I can still see both of them.
Yeah. Oh, so I succeed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you managed to shake off your fear with your leadership check.
I've bedded dozens of Jedi over the course of my life. So you're no different. I know exactly how to seduce this gentleman.
Did he say bedded or bettered?
Bedded.
Okay, Wookie.
How strong of a hold does this thing have?
You
on
can.
It?
This fear has suddenly. I guess it's probably kind of broken the spell on you.
All right. So what I'm holding, it's not really doing anything for me other than the urge to touch it.
Yeah.
So I drop it and I vibro-axe towards the Jedi.
I'm gonna say you're far enough away from him. It'll take 2 maneuvers to get over to him. So you have to take 2 strain if you want to get it. into engaged range with
yeah,
your.
Yeah, I'm good.
If you're going to attack him, he's an adversary 3, so add 3 purple to your 1 purple you've got. So you rush him. Sam Rockwell just raises his lightsaber and shoots daggers out of his eyes as you rush towards him with your vibro axe.
It comes up to my belt.
Okay, so 2 threat and 1 success. Whew.
Good
so,
job.
I mean, like, I've engaged the evil Jedi.
And 2 threats, so let's give you 1 more strain. Just approaching him, like,
okay.
You feel like you're pushing through, like, a wall of hate.
7.
His soak is 4, so he only takes 7, so he takes 5 damage only. So you swing your vibro axe around and make a pretty good hit against him with a...
Wookie, you don't know who you're facing off against here, do you?
Yes, Sam Rockwell.
Which means some dead guy.
They send me to finish off the problems that no one else can finish. And right now, that's you.
Excuse me, they sent you to do some shopping.
Stormtroopers start opening fire. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Bunch of stray blaster fire. They're not really in groups. They're just shooting from a ways away. So we'll do a shot on each of you guys.
Wow.
Not you. Fair enough.
I have my guns pointed.
Fair enough.
My new gun.
It's a miss on you.
I'm fighting the Jedi guy.
Yeah, they'll aim at you.
Okay.
Miss and at the Mon Calamari. A miss as well. So the shot's just... The Sith or whatever you're facing down raises his lightsaber.
Is he chewing gum? My head is
he spits
gum.
Out some gum as he brings his lightsaber up. So triumph and 2 hits. So his lightsaber ignores all of your soak.
Skidoo, Wookiee friend.
What? All of it?
Activates his crit. So he does 12 damage. The crit he does on you, he slashes across one of your arms. You manage to turn out of the way in time, saving the arm, but taking a deep wound right across it. You increase all skill checks until the end of the encounter by 1 purple.
Does that include weapons?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I have the big gun. Sure, get back. And I'm going to point at her.
Uh-huh.
And then fire. Shift and fire.
Okay, shoot it. Shoot
try
it up.
Get him
so this is a ranged. It is ranged heavy for this guy. So is the flame projector, if you want to use that. It does the same damage, but it lights him on fire for, like, 3 rounds. And then it does that much damage every round if he's on fire.
Yeah, lights that's him on fire.
A very
plus 3, take 5 purples. And a setback from the fear.
We got this, Logan.
You want to spend... If you spend 2 strain,
yep.
You can aim, and that'll give you a boost die.
Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, are you serious? Dick!
It's a 2 fail, 2 threat.
Okay, so you fail to activate the flame projector correctly, goes off like wildly like around you, like just makes a huge like burning line of flame just shoot across the room and leaves like just flaming like wreckage, and it just there's like a wall of flame like burning across the floor right now. Another 2 strain from that.
I'm at 1 strain.
Oof. Derek.
All right. So Derek has his light blaster out and he's a little shaky, and I'm gonna call upon Bill Hogan and Mark Winstead. And I say, it's time to turn the multiplication tables. No. Not at
no.
all. 2 fail, 1 threat. Yeah. I like to imagine that the laser doesn't even make it.
Just
somehow the lights...
All right, so what does Kippy do in this situation?
You're holding the magical
sphere. I've got the artifact.
It looks like there is a way out through the wall out to the shipyard.
I would imagine
the
that Gippy would deduce that this artifact would be important.
Mm, it does seem to be important.
And
it has
to somebody with a lightsaber.
Yeah, you might well deduce that.
Okay. In that case, I'll point my blaster. I'll have it here. And
trying to get around yourself?
Yeah.
What do you say to him?
Hello there! It's dark, mysterious scallywag. So, if you wish me not to destroy this precious artifact, you best leave myself, my Wookiee friend, this incompetent stormtrooper, and this confused little droid boy alone, lest you lose part of your fast-vanishing legacy.
Your artifact! You wouldn't shoot that. It belongs to the Empire.
Well, I don't give a damn.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm negotiating that he let us go in exchange for the artifact.
2 reds and a purple to that.
2 reds and a purple.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Ooh!
That red came up blank.
That's huge.
Oh my god.
He's like, no, my thing!
But
it's a five.
Five successes.
With one threat.
And one threat.
So he's like, leave!
Okay. Yeah.
He really cares about this artifact, and he's really threatened by this. By me barely able to aim at it with a blaster.
He's far away, so he can't see that you can't get around your gun. Like, oh.
Yeah, he freezes. The guy freezes and goes. He's facing down the Wookiee with his lightsaber and goes, leave the artifact and we'll let you go in peace.
And how do I have your word that you won't just shoot our vessel out of the sky once we give you the artifact?
You have my word that I will do no such thing.
What good is the word of a funny-looking fellow with a light
You
sword?
Have the word of Typhon's suit. Emperor's hand. Simply leave us the artifact, and you may leave unmolested.
Very well, very well, it's like... What do you think, compatriot? Shall we make a last valiant stand to the death against this man and his magic glue stick? Or shall we leave?
Let's just get out of here.
Okay. So you guys back cautiously away towards the starport, or towards the exit side?
All of you hiding behind my prodigious girth.
Leave the artifact. Hand it to me.
Very well.
Okay, I need a discipline check for you to actually take it and like hand it back to him.
Okay, cool. I was hoping I could do some sort of skullduggery. Like, yeah, if you want to... sleight of hand it away. I don't know what I would trade it with.
So, I'm still dressed like a stormtrooper with my gun on him, and I could...
I guess he doesn't know which stormtrooper he was signaling out.
Yeah, I guess that's fair enough.
And I take up my other gun and say, hand it over slowly.
Very well, stormtrooper.
Okay, Typhon Soont is slowly approaching you with his deliberate pace. You're closer to the Mon Calamari, so you're able to go for the handoff, coming in close.
And I'm trying to stand between him.
Okay.
And you, so I'm blocking the
Stand
exchange.
Down, trooper, yeah, yeah. This is mine!
No, I won't trust you. I don't trust your trickery and your ancient Jedi ways. I'll only hand it to someone that I know will not deceive me.
Fine, hand it off!
I just fake take it.
Yeah.
And say back away slowly.
Okay, so I need to do like a skullduggery check. So
skullduggery check from you, and either a skullduggery or a deceit check from you, Logan. That's
so
fine.
If we're blocking, do we get any? Do we get a boost?
Yeah, against three red and a purple.
Really?
You need
Use that
red.
Force.
Yeah, I do.
Use the force.
The one.
Oh, only one left.
Three red and a purple. I'll roll mine first to see how it goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big so time. I succeed.
Okay. So you made a tremendous roll. Not even you're even like, wait, which one is he handing? Well, Logan, you're not even. So you're trying to hand him.
So you could completely.
So you're and sorry, just to clarify, your goal is to pretend you're handing it off to him.
Right.
I don't want it to go into this guy's hands, and I think I'm confident that I can get out of anything.
So you're deceiving that you've got it in your pocket.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Does he succeed though?
Yes.
Yeah.
You just have a lot of threat.
So oh, this... I love it.
Because we have that huge ship coming in. We need to get out of here.
Yeah.
So three threat, but a success.
Love it. Okay, so it's a success, so it looks like they've passed it off to you.
And
good.
I'm like, back away slowly.
Good, now leave.
Okay.
All right.
Right. Come to me, droid, and we'll keep
he starts. He starts coming over to you and going, give me the artifact. The artifact.
Back
what
away.
Is your, and what is your plan, Logan?
So I'm moving to the chest.
Okay.
And keeping my gun on them. So I'm going to put it in and slam the chest shut.
You go.
Because I know he's coming up behind
right,
me.
Right, but what is your plan now? So he comes up immediately to the chest. Yes, the artifact. Good. Hurry and prepare my ship for departure. Wait a minute. Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
No.
Take off your helmet. This is your threat out right now. This is your five threat. Off now or I'll cut it off.
Yes, sir. And I take my helmet off.
You've just forfeited your life.
He doesn't know that we didn't hand back the artifact. He still thinks the artifact's there.
He goes, open that chest now!
So I'm going to open the chest. There it is.
He looks down.
And when he looks down, I'm going to bring it down by his head. I'm just going to open it, and then if I can...
Logan, that's a bold move, slamming a chest on a Jedi's fingers.
Well, he looked down, so as soon as he looks down, I'm going to try to elbow him. Or
yeah, yeah, no, that's fine. It's good. You can go and try and make an elbow on him, and I don't know what your escape plan is still, but kind of
I've
making
been
you go
running
straight
towards
there.
The ship.
Yeah.
You guys are running towards the ship?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys run outside. You're going to try and elbow this guy
and run.
So do you, so we can do this two ways. You can either actually make a physical attack against him, which is going to have a bunch of extra purple dice, or you can try and pull, I'll give you a skullduggery to, like, give him, like, the old, like, flip the robes up in his face or something like that and, like, book it.
Great. That's totally what I would do. Some, like, shady, backhanded, like, hockey jersey.
Yeah, you're going to hockey jersey him, basically. Okay, roll that skullduggery check. Okay, so three red and a purple against whatever your skullduggery is. If this fails, you'll have a very pissed off Jedi with a lightsaber. If it succeeds...
This...
Ooh. I know what I'm doing. I know His head falls off.
I'm That's seeing a lot of this failure and a despair.
Oh, so, God.
That cancels.
Oh.
Bye, Logan.
That's one fail. One fail, one despair.
Basically, so you try and get him from behind. He whirls around with Jedi sharp reflexes. His lightsaber's out. And you're facing down a guy with a lightsaber who's going to try and slice you down. Great. You guys are all outside, the other three of you. You're just at the entrance to the ship when Sund goes, "Shoot them down!" All of the stormtroopers raise their guns when suddenly something exits from hyperspace. And everyone goes, "Oh!" All the stormtroopers' heads pivot and look up into there. A space station the size of the moon you're on has appeared in the space between where you are and Alderaan. Like, just pops out of hyperspace, and everyone, even these military-trained stormtroopers, can't just stop from going, "What the hell is that?" Giving you guys a chance to run onto a ship. Okay, so there's a couple different ships there.
Moon, blah, blah, blah.
Probably the closest one to you that would fit all of you guys is, like, a modified, like, Boba Fett-style ship. Ramp down. You guys book up that. Are you guys going to try and take off?
Yes.
We need someone in the pilot seat. We need someone on the computer system or the astrogation. And we need somebody on the guns. You guys think about that. Logan, the stormtroopers outside seem to be distracted by something.
Damn, out of time. But enough time to finish you off, turncoats.
I'm jumping in the guns to shoot at the Jedi.
Who's jumping in the pilot seat?
I'll do it.
And I got computers and astrogation.
Okay, so you can start astrogating course out of here.
I'm trying to get
it. Just turn it on successfully. You don't need to fly yet.
Roll up your astrogation. You're trying to fly. You're actually trying to operate it, Gippy, at this point.
Is it one or two difficulty?
Two purple for all of these tasks.
Okay.
And Gunnery, you're trying to do what?
I'm shooting at the Jedi to give him time to get out of there.
Okay, so he'll have to succeed on his piloting check to get you pointed close through the entrance to open fire in there.
Yes!
Yay!
Success and advantage.
It's a two advantage fail.
Ooh, so okay, you're trying to... It's a weird astrogation computer. Yeah. It's like got Imperial software on it. It's like Windows, but you're used to Macs.
Yeah,
it's before you get a shoot, Typhon Sund is going to make a slice at you with his lightsaber.
As he's swinging at me, I'm going to say, "You know the difference between us?"
No. Well, yes. I'm an immensely powerful, highly trained weapon of death that serves as the Emperor's hand in matters across the galaxy. And you? You're a worm.
That took his whole turn, right? Because that was really long.
He
would have gotten a shot off
by then. What is your thing you want to say? Because he maybe had you.
The difference between us is that my friends are behind the guns of a ship, and you're standing here looking at me with a flashlight.
Oh shit! Ooh. That is a 7 success.
No advantage, so I don't get to crit you, but I do 7 success, so that's 17 damage. And ignores all of your soak.
It ignores soak?
Mm-hmm, because it's a lightsaber.
-4.
I had 5 soak in my armor, but and then 13 hit points. That would have been 1 hit point, but if it ignores soak, I'm done.
It ignores soak, sir.
Done.
Logan?
That's the way to go out. So you see, Logan, you're turning the guns, and you see...
It's just his lightsaber just straight through your chest, just like that. Just and then just turns it off and walks away from you while you're standing there, just touching this hole in your chest.
I wasn't.
Why are you attacking that stormtrooper?
Okay,
all right, see if you can kill him. Okay. Make your gunnery attack. That's fine.
Okay, so that's a fail. I completely do nothing.
Bring it down and just strike the ground right in front of him. There's a big explosion, and the first second he's obscured by like dust and dirt, and then it clears away, and you can see that you've just missed him.
But in the meantime, we've taken off, correct?
Yes, what? You're taking off. You lock in your astrogation
with
course.
Three
you failed on your piloting check?
No, I succeeded on my last one.
I'll need one more, so that was to kind of get you up and maneuvered. Now to try and get out of here, stormtroopers are jumping into TIE fighters. You can see below you, you can see Typhon Soup running across with over to a black covered like craft. It's like looks like three TIE fighters like together, and it's covered with a big black tarp. Pulls this tarp gets pulled away, and there's this like huge, beautiful, sleek like TIE interceptor, but like long in the front.
I fail with three advantage.
You are start spinning in a weird way as you fail to fly.
Oh!
But it's
we've been there before.
Yeah.
No one can quite get their targets on you.
I'll push you out of the chair and I'll start piloting.
So luckily those are just like back-to-back chairs in this ship. Logan, you're just laying on the ground. Life is fading, but through the opening in the temple, you can see this ship trying to take off. You can see everyone else like running out there.
One success and two advantage.
You take off. Your astrogation's in there. As you guys are exiting the atmosphere.
The ship blows up.
More than the ship blows up. All of a sudden, green energy beams form in front of the Death Star, and a huge beam...
Is this my advantage? Alderaan's destroyed?
Shoots into Alderaan, yeah. The planet behind you, you just see it silently, like, just through the rearview mirror, like, rearview mirror, through the...
Oh! Oh, no!
Alderaan!
No, but, you know, through your monitors and through the back entry points, you see the planet just explode, just expanding outwards in a massive, like, cloud of debris. And then a second later, you're hit with a huge shockwave. Just a...
But I succeeded that, and I had advantage, so...
You ride the shockwave.
Yes.
Keeping you just ahead of these huge chunks of stone, like, continent-sized chunks of stone flying out at you. And the astrogation computer... Beep, boop, boop, doo, 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 bleeps in... You can punch into hyperdrive.
I don't know.
Yeah. And you guys zip off, and on the moon there, you see your friends escape the hyperdrive, Logan. A moment later, you see the planet Alderaan explode like a perverse firework going off in the sky above you. The shockwave comes rippling out. You can almost see it physically extending through space and then strikes the moon that you're on. For a moment, you have a front row seat at the craziest pyrotechnic show ever seen. The moon in front of you, the landscape as it stretches out, all of those dusty sandstone cliffs begin to get torn up into the air, hurled to pieces, sent spinning out into space. The molten core of the moon is exposed and then splattered. The ground underneath you crumbles. A blinding white light washes over you.
Yeah. I'm like,
we
named
the ship
the planet.
Logan's
Run. Full circle.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in again next week for the next episode. Until then, may the Force be with you.